You're listening to The Ununited State of the World with Francis, Jay, and Monique, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Ununited State of the World. I'm Monique LeRae Stinson, back with a fresh episode. I can't believe we're at number 9. I'm going to say that for a while. This has just been a little idea that we had, and here we are going into our second quarter. All right, guys, I'm joined by my fantastic hosts, co-hosts, Francis Vigors in London, UK, and Jay Heckendorn. He took off the Tilinda today from Orlando, Florida. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi. Oh, good. Thanks. Yeah.
All right. Let's do a little co-host check-in. What have you been up to? What's new in your world? Why don't we start with Francis?
New in my world, not a lot this week, actually. The week seems to have flown by. Just done a few tasks, really. Stock market stuff and stuff like that, really. That's kind of it. Yeah, just as watching the gold and silver sector. So that's what I'm doing at the moment. Fortunately, it's in an uptrend. So, yeah, things are okay at the moment. But, you know, that's probably a sign of everything else being very not okay.
Oh, no. When should I panic? When Francis starts panicking, I'm going to start panicking. No. Mr. Heckendorn, why not the Tilinda today? How's it going?
Oh, it's too much to type. I'm done with that. Everything is good. It's been a busy week. So glad to be back home. The storm is gone. My house is good. And all my neighbors are good. So everything is good here. We're just doing some cleanup, helping some people out.
That's wonderful. I like to hear that communal attitude. And I'm glad you didn't blow away. All right. Everything is sunny here in Laguna. The minute Jay left, the sun came out. I don't know what that's about, but Jay, you took the sun away and it came back when you left, doll. I don't know. But anyway, so episode 9, guys, let's jump into it. I'm really excited that we've gotten to this point. If you guys are watching our social media, we're growing. Please follow us at the Ununited State Podcast. And I will give you guys that QR code at the end of the show. We are also going on, today we'll be on TikTok. We just joined Twitter X yesterday. We're on Facebook. We're building out a page for that. So we're slowly growing, but we are growing. And pretty soon we're going to have special co-host guests on here as we build to the election in America. That's our big, you know, topic. If you saw us last episode, it was a heated conversation. Today, we're going to talk about the media. Now that we are all members of the independent media, let's dive into it, guys. What are your thoughts about the media in free media in America and the world? Let's start with Jay.
We'll give a topic.
Well, that is the topic. Free media in the world. And in free media in America and the world. What are your thoughts on our media system?
Well, what do you think about censorship? So when we all know in the media business that there's a lot of editing that goes on to make a film or even a 30-minute TV series, right? But when you're going for election and you edit out and kind of replace the words, there's one thing with cutting out, there's another thing with cut and replace. And I kind of have an issue with that. And I'm pretty sure, based on all the news reports in America over the past couple of days, CBS is in some deep shit. What do you think, Monique?
I was muted.
I was muted. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Oh, thank God. That doesn't happen to you guys.
Well, I'm still catching up on everything. I was running around town with somebody last week, so I am behind. But yeah, I agree with you. I think that you should tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. If that's our staple, that's where we're starting from. I think cutting things, like soon we're going to be cutting a sizzle for our show. Highlight reel is really what it's called. And it'll just cut little, you know, salacious pieces to draw people to watch.
Monique, when you're talking about cutting little pieces and sizzle, you know that Francis and I are thinking vasectomy. Okay, you've got to stop.
This show always goes to the gutter. I don't know what happens to our show. You're right. Okay. Well, no, we're not right, talking about your genitalia, gentlemen. We're talking about.
I want to be soldered. I'm done.
Oh my gosh. All right. Yes. So I agree with you. I think you need to keep the truth where it is. I think having a transcript, like if you join a Zoom meeting with your staff or your team, and you maybe you're a little late or you missed it, it's good to read the transcript in its entirety to get the full scope. So yeah, I don't think we should be cutting and replacing things to fit our narrative. What do you think, Francis?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be interested to hear what the listeners think about the mainstream media today. Certainly my view here from the UK, having originally watching mainstream media, the run-up to COVID, once the penny dropped and I realised that we were just being lied to, gaslit, I just dialed out of it, really, slowly over a period of time. The whole Ukraine war, the way that's been reported, absolutely appalling. Just lied to every other day by the mainstream media. So I've abandoned it. I literally do not watch TV anymore. TV's lying around, but they're in the garage. They're not connected. I don't bother. And if I catch anyone listening to the radio, I just say, oh, you've been lied to again. You like that, do you? You know, sucking it all up. I mean, yeah. How do you control the minds of the people? You know, I mean, they don't control our hearts, but unfortunately, a lot of people have, you know, over the long period of brainwashing, have been brainwashed. How do you unbrainwash a person? I don't know.
Right.
How do you do it? I don't know.
That's a great question. How the hell do you unbrainwash somebody? Maybe we need to get a brainwash specialist on the show, guys. That's a good idea, Francis.
You know, yeah, I mean, there's things that happen that you just, once you see it, you can never forget it. However, general therapy, all you do is go through the same experience with a different outcome and do that a few times, you're good to go. However, that PTSD is just going to rate ahead. I mean, oh my gosh, with this election coming up, Monique, mm-hmm. what do you think? There's already lawsuits going on about who's allowed to vote and how you filter out and verify those votes. Did you see that today?
Yeah, you know what? Again, I'm sorry I might be doing us an injustice today. I am behind on my news. I was listening, you know, to the Weather Channel as I did my dishes today. So I'm still catching up. Some dishes. Yes, I messed up my manicure. But yeah, I think it's a good question to ask. I think what we need to do as a free, we're now members of free independent media. Nobody, I want to put a disclaimer here. Nobody pays us to say what we say here. We're self-financed right now. We are looking for sponsors that align with our show. We're open. So email us, please. The Ununited State of the World Podcast at gmail.com, which we're probably going to change because it is too long of an email. But I think that we can all agree that there needs to be a standard, right? And I think for many years in this country, we had a deadline. I know that one party, I read before that one party was looking to sue if we didn't get a presidential VP on the ticket. And I think the other party also did that as well. And Ohio was looking to sue. But I want to make sure I'm giving you the right information. We have to just have a deadline for everything, a standard deadline and we don't change it. Jay and I actually had an interesting conversation. I'll throw it to Francis about how can we streamline the voting process and make it fair, right? Like make it completely fair where there's no doubt in anyone's mind that anything's going on nefarious. And we came up with biometrics and AI, and Jay's doing a deep dive right now on AI, which is an upcoming topic on our show. But what if we used our retinal and our biometrics to...
She said retinal, not rectal.
God, you're really on one today. What is going on? Is this the after storm vibe that goes on down there? Yeah, no, we're not going to be talking about rectal on the show ever. Okay. Wrong show, Jay.
Yeah. So if the Democrats win, it'd be a bum rap, yeah?
Oh, my God. See? That's why Francis is here. Cheeky, cheeky, cheeky. Oh, my God. So, yeah, biometrics. What do you think about maybe streamlining to Jay's original point? Like, how do we get on the same playing field here, Francis, where everyone has voter confidence?
I don't know. I mean, everyone's got ID, right? I mean, everyone's got, you know, if you're a bona fide citizen, you've got identification. I mean, how hard can it be? You know, you know, you've got Silicon Valley over there. All of these great tech ideas come out of the US, and yet when it comes to voting, somehow you get on sorted out.
Why is that?
That's not rhetorical. That's actually a real question. Why doesn't it get sorted out? And we haven't had them up until the past, what, two elections? No, we never had that issue.
How can dead bodies vote? Like, you know, dead people are voting. I mean, how can that be allowed to happen in this day
and age? Well, I think it starts with media, right, and conversations at the kitchen table. And when you go to Jay's house, he calls it the circle of trust. So I think it starts at home with your circle of trust, your kitchen, you know, your kitchen countertop talk or whatever people call it. And I think it really does start with a seed of doubt, right? You sow a seed of doubt and I don't feel discouraged in the electoral process, whether my candidate wins or not. I overall think we're doing it right. Yes, there's glitches in every system, but why not use science and technology to tighten that up?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I remember seeing that lady ballot stuffing, you know, pulling up to a ballot box and then piling hundreds and hundreds of votes in there.
And she's in jail now. Loads of dead people that voted.
And, you know, I mean, this stuff has to get sorted out. It's ridiculous.
Well, she's in jail now, so it got sorted. She's got 9 years.
Well, no. There's still more issues. No, then there's the felons. Okay. Here's the deal. If you're incarcerated, you haven't done your time yet, you're incarcerated for felonies, you've got to earn the trust back, right? Because obviously, if you give those, especially repeated felons, the right to vote, well, guess what? They're going to probably support their cartels or whatever vices that they have. So there's a reason that felons lose that right and they have to earn it back. And there's a process. It's kind of irritating that there was a bunch of uproar this week for illegal immigrants. Then some were people that passed away. And yet there's this 90-day quiet period. I guess 90 days before elections. Got to be quiet. However, did anybody stop to think, and this is a shame to our colleges. Good God, we used to be so smart. But there's a 90-day quiet period in which states are not allowed to take any steps. And you can look this up. And yet you cannot double check. You cannot cleanse that voter base until somebody votes. Right? How else are you going to know whether it's a fraudulent vote or not until they vote? So that's kind of a dumb law. So anyways, there was a lawsuit filed against the state fire right back. Now those two are going to fight it out. We're kind of at the end of the rope on it. But those are the kind of tactics, stupid tactics that do nothing but delay. And I think, yeah, when you vote, you better be paying taxes as a citizen.
Yeah, and hey, we all, no matter if you're in the UK or in Florida or in California, anybody paying taxes that have businesses that have, you know, the basics down for their lives, and what we all want the basics. We kind of covered that in the last episode. We can all agree on that. We just have to tighten this up, guys. So let's shift back to media. I mean, we dabbled in, and we will dabble in other things, guys, but today's topic is about media. Why don't we go across the room here and across the screen. And why don't you give us, each of you, give me your top three reliable media sources, besides, of course, LA Talk Radio here at The UnUnited. Why don't we start with Francis? Francis, give me your top three or so that you go to that you feel good about, and tell us why.
Right. Okay. I listen to the Market Sniper regarding the markets. I listen to the Duran. That's regarding all issues, political, geopolitical, and they cover the Ukraine conflict daily, basically about an hour every day. So if you're following them, you really know what's going on. And yeah, that's a massive subject, the Ukraine conflict, and that could be a podcast all in itself, really.
Yeah.
I follow Eurodollar University, Luke Groman. There's a new TV station here called Mayor 2CTV. He's launched his own TV station, but he's on YouTube primarily. So, yeah, I mean, I follow everything alternative, really. But, I mean, these are real people at the cutting edge of the news, and they report everything, you know, kind of like not on the BBC. Whatever, the BBC don't cover, these guys are covering it. And I think at the moment, I think economically, you've really, really, really got to watch what's going on. You know, I don't think many people are at all. I think they're all asleep at the wheel myself. But I think things are going to change drastically. Maybe even this month, because there's this the BRICS meeting where they're going to talk about their new unit, which they're going to trade in amongst themselves. Anyone that follows gold and silver or any of the commodities are really watching that meeting, and it's been held in Russia as well. Putin is.
Go deeper into that one. So are they switching out from a pound? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, they're de-dollarizing, aren't they? All of those trading nations, the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa. They're kind of like the core. Thailand is in there as well. But all these countries have been, their central banks have been buying gold like mad over the last year and a half, something like that. Really, I mean, ever since Russia had $300 billion worth of their sovereign bonds or their investment in inside Europe and the United States, you know, other central banks of other countries will buy US bonds, they'll buy Euro bonds, etc. And he had that money seized. And that's really undermined the trust, really. You know, you can be the... the dollar is the backing of the world. It's their exorbitant privilege. But you know, once you abuse that privilege by doing something like that, cutting a nation off, seizing all of their money, and saying we're right, you're wrong, and there's nothing you can do about it, they just go away and form their own club. And they say, that's okay. You know, keep that money, but we're going to de-dollarize. We're not going to hold any sovereign debt of the United States, the Europeans, or the UK anymore. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Well, we definitely have to do a deeper dive on it. Yeah, we got to do a deeper dive on it, because you really are, you know, you've got your finger on the pulse there. Both of you do. But getting back to the media, and thank you for citing your media's your top media sources that you like. And
well, there's just some. I mean, I'll cover like 20, 30. There's not just three at all.
Right.
Like 20. They're all specialists in different fields. Some are specialists in bonds, some in gold, some in silver. The Euro dollar market, which is all of the dollars outside of the US. And it's actually, I think there's more dollars outside of the US than there are inside the US. So, you know, it's absolutely, it's a huge, huge, huge market.
For the sake of time.
I think what she was talking about is she was saying when we cite things to make sure we cite the sources. I think that's what she meant. Sure.
And just to, for the sake of time, because I know you're passionate about it, Francis, so I don't want you to feel like you're being cut off. Let's make a note in our production sheet to do a deep dive on this, because you're really good at exploring these things. And I think the viewers and listeners could learn from you. So let's put a button on that there. And then Jay, why don't you give us a handful of your go-to news sources, since this topic today is about media?
For news sources, well, I actually get I try to go straight to the horse. So most of my reports actually come from the feds or national banks or private hedge funds, whatever. So the source, I don't know, in life, I guess it's as they say on Wall Street, it's time and reliable information in a timely manner are the best commodities, right? So when I look at my news sources, that information, I like my details. I like to know they're verified. I like to be able to trust what I read. I don't need somebody, and I actually love detective shows. So when I'm reading something, critical thinking, deductive reasoning, those are all very important, and you dissect every story. So whether it's through CNN or Fox News or BBC, I don't care. The more, then I just compare out, and you could quickly dissect a pretty good conclusion as to the truth.
That's a good way to do it. And I'm kind of like Jay in that regard. So my top, the ones, the go-to that I have are, I like local news. So depending on what city I'm at, I like to listen to the local news. I like the Weather Channel.
You say loco? Like
loco news? Always pick it on me. Heckendorn, Talinda. Hey,
listen, loco.
JHT. We should just call you JHT. That's your new name. JHT, okay? Yes, I like MSNBC. I also watch CBS, Meet the Press. And again, I do like, I kind of like, you guys are going to laugh, but I like USA Today. Like, you know, that cheap news that comes to your hotel door.
Now, you know, the cool part about USA Today is the last page is always the weather, right? Across the country.
Yeah.
And when I was looking to make a move from the West Coast to the East Coast, I actually looked at USA Today and I called my office and I said, is this really true? Is this the weather? And there's like this little stream that goes up to Connecticut from Los Angeles. So Connecticut has great weather. But USA Today, we're going to forgive you on that one because I get it. MSNBC, CBS, girl.
Yeah, CBS, who else? I also like NPR, but yeah, I try to keep it as away from the cable news as much as possible because I understand that there's an entertainment piece there and there's a salacious piece in there. And when you go back and they have to retract their statements, they do it really quickly and they do it not as passionate as when they were saying the frauds. So, you know, I try to stay away from getting gaslit from the cable news stuff because I really do know it is entertainment. They want to keep us fighting, and I just don't subscribe to that. But those are mine. So, all right, we'll wrap this part up with the segment. Let's take a pause here, gentlemen.
Let's go.
Okay, let's let's take a shift here. Why don't we go ahead and plug, Jay has a couple companies now. As you guys look into the last quarter, we're in Q4, and you're looking into Q1 of 2025, and maybe you're in the market to refinance. Maybe you're actually going to take that leap of faith and purchase your first home, or it's an investment property, or even commercial real estate. Maybe you have a business, and it's a mom and pop, and you're ready to take it and make it a brick and mortar. Jay, why don't you go full screen on JSAM, and why don't you plug your businesses and how you can help them?
We are not the banks. We are better. Full screen. We are not the banks.com. I don't care if you're a veteran, veteran disabled. I actually had a client a couple weeks ago where they were going to be forced to sign a really high rent increase. And instead, we looked at what they could actually buy. To extend their lease was going to cost them like $2,400. And we got them owning a home for $1,800. That's it, $1,800. And their house payment is actually $300 less than the rent. So, VA, if you have credit challenges, if it's your first investment property, if you're self-employed and you don't show it all, no problem. We are not the banks. www.thefilmmakerfilm.com.
Right. All right. Thank you for that plug. Also want to plug you guys, please follow us on Twitter X at the Ununited Pod, Instagram at the Ununited State of the World Podcast. We are posting on our personals on Facebook, and we're joining the TikTok today. So that'll be fun. You'll see us doing our TikTok thing really soon. Also, I want to plug my company, Cap Aquarius Media, for promo videos, sizzle reels, brand promo videos, television and documentary production. And you can follow that at Cap Aquarius Media on all platforms. And why don't you follow us too on our personal socials if you'd like? I'm at Monique LeRae Stinson on Twitter, Facebook, Twitter X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Jay is at Jay Heckendorn Talinda on Facebook and Instagram. He has a TikTok, but he doesn't use it. And Francis is, we got to pull him over to the dark side. Come on, Francis, you're in media now, darling.
Oh, don't worry, I'll be on TikTok soon. Don't worry about that.
Listen, you could have had fun on TikTok on that boat, because that would have been fun. But you were there to relax. So. We're going to pull him on the dark side. We'll at least get him an Instagram and a Twitter X at the bare minimum here soon. All right. Let's shift a little and talk about entertainment news. Guys, what exciting, salacious, crazy stories have you seen lately in entertainment news? Anything that stands out? Francis?
No, I mean, the only story that I've been following really is the Ellison merger deal with Skydance and Paramount. So again, this sort of goes over back into stocks as well. But Skydance have bought the majority stake in Paramount for $8 billion, I think it was. But Skydance have made some really good films. I mean, if you look at the Skydance lineup of films, they're really, really good. So a lot of the Tom Cruise movies, Top Gun, and what are the other ones? All the Mission Impossible films. There's loads of good films. I was looking at the list of films that they'd put together, Skydance. And they'd be working in collaboration with Paramount. So they've been using their studios and a lot of their equipment and their staff and stuff to put these films together. Absolutely brilliant. All really good, totally non-woke, good old-fashioned.
Stop saying non-woke. Okay, we're going to get to the woke thing. Because Jay even said, you don't like to change the meaning of words.
Films for men, you know.
Yeah, and for men.
Yeah. So
it was for women.
I mean, I'm just going to be really interested to see the content that comes out of Paramount now that Skydance are controlling it. It's going to be really, really interesting to see. I mean, Paramount have got a huge amount of assets, so they've got a huge library of movies, you know, that they've made going all the way back. So I'm guessing that they also took control of the content. They spent a lot of money launching a streaming service to go up against Netflix. I think it's called Paramount Plus, something like that. Yeah. They've got a load of channels, but it's going to be really interesting to see this company get turned around, because the share price has absolutely plummeted. If you pull up a chart of Paramount, it's absolutely destroyed. It's absolutely on the floor.
That's stock hint. Hello.
Hello. We should do a segment of Francis' stock tips.
I don't give financial advice. And
well, you know what? You're right, because Paramount is in the top five horsemen of streaming with Paramount Plus. I did a project on this recently, and they're making some moves to go with MGM and Netflix, go against that merger. So yeah, look into that. But speaking of that, Jay. I'm really excited. When Jay told me this, I almost had a little tear of joy. And Francis, you sent it to me in the chat.
But she couldn't find the water duct.
Right. I was splashing water out of my little Stanley.
There's a drought in California.
Well, there always has been. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, Jay Heckendorn, not to Linda today. He actually was sharing about doing a deep dive in AI. And then it's funny, because then Francis in our community chat, our group chat, sent over something like, what is this? And I'm so excited that you're leaning into that. What do you think of, how's it going with your studies on that, Jay?
So AI's, man, that's a different beast. And I've actually been to two or three, and I have a few more conferences because well, it's a whole new topic for me. However, what I've experienced so far is it does save a lot of time. What I'm afraid of, and it's too late. All right, it's already in place. It is what it is. It is going to grow. You know, we're not going backwards. However, it's not AI that's going to take somebody's job. It's going to be anybody that doesn't learn AI. They're going to lose their own job. But there's got to be, this can go so out of hand. Like the movie Terminator. And it really made me respect Hollywood. So many movies, if you think of Back to the Future, right? And all these different movies that came out, and especially Living on the Moon or Going to Mars, right? Those were all fantasies back in the day.
Yeah, CGI.
And so is Terminator, right? Or Escape from New York, you know, and that's kind of where we go. So, and not only that, but there is, remember during the COVID shutdowns, and they said, oh, there's a lot of depression going on. Kids aren't going to school. They're not playing with other kids. They're not interacting. People are not interacting the way we all need to. If you go to prison, you know, like Monique, I think your dad and I were in prison together sometime, and they put us in solitaire.
Fake, right? Fraudulent, unverifiable news. Go ahead.
Well, I've never been to prison or anything like that. So.
No one in my family has either.
But they put you in solitary confinement because when you're alone, it messes with a person's head. Okay? Sure. So that's like the most severe punishment they do. Well, mm-hmm. supposed to do. So going back, Monique.
Okay.
I think what's most important right now is for people to not be afraid.
Yeah, you got to embrace change. But you know, to Jay's point, if you have a job that is repetitious, I've said this before, I'm going to keep preaching it. It will be automated if it's not already. You will go and order your burger. Francis and I shared some fries and chicken tenders, and I ordered whatever we ordered in London, and we went to the counter. And before we went to the counter, we used the touchpad. But yeah, automated jobs will become, you know, repetitious jobs will become automated. But it's nothing to be afraid of. It's like anything else. You have to learn, you know, how to support technology and bring it into your life. And, you know, it really will simplify some things. I was writing up a business plan on some of the things we're doing, and I used AI to tighten that up. I think we lost Jay. Did we lose you, Jay?
Can't see him.
We don't see you, Jay. Oh, okay. Maybe there's another hurricane that blew Jay away again.
Maybe AI cut him off. Yeah.
Right. We didn't. Maybe the robots are truly taking over.
Yeah.
So, Francis, we give us some celebrity news across the pond. I know you don't like to keep up, but come on, give us a little something.
The trouble is, I don't follow. I'd like to say something about the AI stuff. Sure. I was just watching Elon Musk launching his new robot. That's real, is it? Elon Musk's new robot. I mean, it looked like iRobot. I was looking for Will Smith, you know, like, where are you, Will? It looked just like iRobot, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, okay. So there's this book that I heard somebody talking about called, I think it's The Cost of Tomorrow. And with AI and robotics, essentially, all of these things are meant to make our lives, you know, a life of leisure. You know, we're all wealthy. We don't really have to do very much because of technology. You know, we can sit back, we can enjoy. Life's not like that at all, is it? I mean, it's advancing at such a pace. And now we're just being told that all of this stuff's just going to put you out of work. And at the same time, we're having our countries flooded with people that have no skills at all that we know of.
I don't know. That's a broad that's a broad statement, Francis. I mean, there's not a lot of people that want to pick lemons and you know.
But what are we going to do with them? What are we going to do with ourselves? And what are we going to do with all these people that are entering our country?
It's a fair question.
Where is it going? Where is it going?
Go ahead, Jay.
Somehow there's got to be a balance because there's always going to be need for human touch. That sense of trust that you ideally you get when you look somebody eye to eye, at least by voice. The body language is 90%, right? But at least by voice. And we get lost with that. Here's the difference. AI is very great. I can type 82 words a minute. That thing can type 100 words at least a minute. And articulate the thoughts. I could say, change the tone, make it softer, make it nicer, make it more legal, whatever I want. It will actually change the words to do so. There's an advantage to that. But we still have to retain the responsibility to be able to double check our work. And while that can be a great tool, it does not have a conscience. And there's the difference between robotics and AI versus a human. We have a moral compass. We have a conscience.
Great, great way to put it. And we're going to have a whole segment on AI so that the gents can get studied up on it, because I want you to come in and have some tools to have a conversation about it. But just note, your concerns are valid. And there's already talks about having a commission or a committee where there's ethical AI. There's already talks in leader groups when we're learning about AI about ethical, smart, weak, computable AI. So you got to,
Elon Musk is very, very concerned about it himself. And I mean, your AI can do a fantastic piece of work. It can pass it over to the other guy's AI, and that AI can look at your AI's work and they can work out, you know, what the answer is. And the answer will be is, from AI's point of view, we don't need either of them.
Well, no, that's not actually...
This is the problem, well, no, right? This is the problem.
kind of not, right? But I see why you would think that. But there's human programming. There's weak AI and there's strong AI and there's, you know, automated things that humans are programming. But let's put a button in that because we want to save that. Let's wrap this segment out about media. What are your concerns about media going into the election and thereafter, gentlemen?
Yeah. Jay, go on. You kick off in the States because it's your election. So
yes. The editing needs to stop. You know, put it out there. I understand time slots. I got that part. But when it comes to distorting a story based on the edits, edits should not be a tool for distorting. It's a tool to condense information, not to distort. I encourage everybody to set aside whatever prejudice you may think somebody else has and recognize that the United States is a melting pot. We all come from different walks, all come from different families, and it doesn't matter. You'd have families of color that are very wealthy. You've got families that just grew up in a little town in Waco, Texas, and are poor. It doesn't matter where you came from, what color you are. You got to come together on this and really pull together, because there's a lot of countries that are pissed off right now. And it wouldn't be surprising to get that war expanded and start in.
Yeah.
So we get together.
I'd like to just jump in and give Francis the last leg on this, but I would say my concerns about media are, I can mirror what Jay is saying. I absolutely agree. I also think that we are getting off off topic a lot. I think that we're really going in the gutter. Responsible journalism, as I navigate through my NYU Rolling Stone journalism course, they really encourage you to cite your sources, back them up, get a second and third. You really need to make sure you're ethical. It will splash back on you and the entertainment house, production house that is putting out that news. You have to just be the news that you would want. I want the truth. And that's why I went around the world in America during the pandemic. I didn't sit at home in my pajamas and order, you know, Amazon all day. I did a little of that though. But I wanted to see for myself. And so, guys, I'm concerned that we're just worried about people's looks and mispronouncing their name and where they're from and who they're married to, and really not going for what is important. We're going in the gutter, and it's making us look stupid. So those are my concerns about media. Again, I mirror Jay's points about editing, ethical editing, everything ethical. We just have to be the nation that we front that we are. We need to stop talking shit and acting like we're the best, and we need to show people that we're not in the gutter. Because why would people trust us anymore, right? I mean,
say that.
Well, if we're going to be a global leader, Francis is talking about the dollar, you know, we're a global leader. We need to be a global leader in how we treat ourselves and how our press is treating us and what we command from our free press, right? And we're free press here. So we have a standard. We all
free press.
Well, I'm talking about, you know, my concerns with the media, and I'm just making sure that I'm just having a call to action of all of us in the press and who consume the press to hold us to that standard and, you know, to keep it above board. Francis, what are your thoughts?
I think first and foremost, you have the right of free speech there, which you don't have in many parts of the world, many, many parts of the world, in particularly in places like China and also in Russia, I would say as well. There's certain things that you just could not say and expect to keep your liberty. I think you need to defend that to the last. And, you know, I think somebody like Elon putting the price on free speech, $44 billion buying Twitter. And I think it's an absolute disgrace that that free speech has been attacked in the United States. Absolute disgrace. And it's happening right across Europe and to a certain extent here in the UK as well. So, yeah, they're all singing to the same hymn sheet. I think they can look at the rest of the world where they do control the population. They're under the thumb, and they would like to have their populations under the thumb as well. So I think you've really got to hold on to it. I don't think people value something they've always had in their lives. They just take it for granted.
Ah, such a good point.
It is under attack. It is under attack. And I think you need to defend that. And I think this election, if the media don't do a clean and fair job running up into this election, if there's any doubt cast on the outcome, it's only going to amplify that. It's only going to make it worse. But, you know, I don't think they care because they're under the control of somebody and they're just going to do their job, right? They're getting paid to do what they do.
Well, you know who does
subvert some information and push other information. And that's just what they're doing. It's propaganda. That's what it's called, propaganda.
You're right. But you know who does care? Us three care. That's why we started this podcast. We are, you know, we do other things for a living, but this is something that's we're all passionate about and that brought us here together, and we really want to keep it. So yes, all the journalists out there and people who are in the media, we want ethical media. Don't put your opinion and your spin on it. Make sure that you're verifying and you're double checking and crossing. Like if your family depended on it. And I really love your point, Francis. We totally take it for granted. And I'm going to try to, you know, hold myself to the higher standard, but you know, the ethics are there. For most people, but we really have to be careful and we really have to treat this election, you know, because like you say, monkey see, monkey do. You know, what we do here gets immolated around the world. Jay, take us out. We've got 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
I only last 5 seconds. That's all, folks.
I'm trying to get this show on bigger platforms and you're so crazy. There's some information we didn't need to know. All right, guys. I think Jay, he's gone with the wind over there. I guess, I don't know what's happening. All right, you guys, thank you for tuning in. This is a mild show compared to last week, huh? I thought this would be a little bit turned up, more turned up about media.
I'll get you later.
I'll be back. All right, it's been fun to see my friends here again. Gentlemen, have a beautiful week ahead. A quick reminder to the listeners and viewers, in 2 weeks on this show, you're going to see all three of us dressed up for Halloween. That's right. The Ununited State of the World podcast will be bringing you more hot, salacious topics around what's important.
Wait.
And we're dressing up for Halloween, gentlemen. Yeah, well, we don't really know what Jay's going to be, so we got to pull Francis's arm a bit. Francis,
the Blair Witch Project or something like that, yeah?
Just as the king or queen, I don't know. All right, you guys, stay good. Stay kind to each other. Check your sources. And you know what? Always take a breath and think about, you know, what your words can do and your actions can do to others. And I'm going to take a bit of my own advice there. I hope we all are kind to one another this week. The Ununited State of the World podcast. Follow us, like, and subscribe. And we're just getting started. So we're building up to the election talk. Tune in here on LA Talk. Be well. Bye, guys.
The Ununited State of the World with Francis, Jay, and Monique, only on LA Talk Radio.